Senator Wigger to wrap this bill up today. And so what we're going to propose to do here is we're going to take up about nine provisions at this point that are a result of the back and forth over the last several days here that are relatively, not sure what the correct word is, but where there's 100% agreement on. The House is going to come to order on the floor at 11 o'clock. At least we're scheduled to do that. So we're going to take a quick recess. We're going to come back, and then we'll have another 7 provisions where, again, there's a lot of agreement. However, there's some amended languages that have been suggested, and so this will give us a little bit more time to talk about what those amendments are, and then my intention would be that we move those provisions. And then we're on to the last leg. We may very well go into recess again at that point, just so everyone knows what the schedule is looking like. And then then we're on to the third leg, which has to do with sort of the bigger policy provisions. And those include the report card, the reading issue, the FIAD issue, and compulsory education issues. It is the intention of this chair that when we get to that point, we will take a vote on the report card first, and then we'll move on to the other provisions subsequent to that vote. So, Senator Wigger, if you can guide us through the provisions then that we have before us, and I think we can quickly adopt these provisions and then move into a recess.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, addressing wind energy partnerships, I would move the provision at R1A1, House Section 12.
Senator Wigger moves, makes that motion. Is there any discussion? Senator Dahl, this comes from your colleague, Representative Bly, and he's worked awfully hard on this. I suspect that you've got some school districts on there that are looking anxiously to create those kind of partnerships. I think it's really good language. Hopefully it'll be beneficial to your community and to other communities around the state. All in favor then of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Wigger.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'd like to yield to Senator Olson.
Senator Olson.
Yes, I would like to move the R1 Senate position.
We're going to have a really big debate on that. I suspect we have some basketball players and some wrestling folks here. You're ready for them.
Minnesota, I think the reason, if you don't mind, just
not at all, Senator.
I'll be brief. I think the justification for having a state sport is that we, as Minnesotans, we really value sports of all kinds. There's a great deal of interest in, as I said to Senator Poldermiller, I volunteered for all of the to chaperone the student buses to away games for basketball. Back in the days when Edgerton, had hardly had enough students to fill a team, won the state championship.
Wow.
And he remembered what year that was.
Wow.
So it isn't an issue of not valuing a wide variety of sports. I think that makes it legitimate for having a sports as a symbol. But there's one of the things, I'm not even a sports buff, I found is people are serious in Minnesota about hockey. I mean, there's some unique connections, and we can make a whole long list of them. Of the first that we have, the largest number in youth hockey, the first girls hockey, first girls state hockey tournament, the fact that our expansion team has had sellout, has a national hockey record, hockey league record for sellout of every single game since they came here. And I think it's probably the only state where a former owner of a pro team probably doesn't dare set foot back in our state for taking professional hockey away when he took the North Star. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on here, but it starts from the bottom up, from the youth to up all the way through the professional sports. And so I'm comfortable that having designated as a state sport is a good promotion for Minnesota, but it does nothing to demean or diminish the value of all of our sports that we value so much.
Well said, Senator. Is there any discussion on the motion? And I think I need to just add to the motion, it's R1 Article 2. Is that would be the, just so we and it's a Senate provision in Senate 1. All in favor of the motion, Representative Ward.
Thank you. Senator Olson, respect and even applaud
ice hockey as a state sport. I was a coach for 25 years in a couple of different sports, including hockey, adapted floor hockey, as well as ice hockey, youth ice hockey. And my football colleagues tell me how important that sport is, and my softball colleagues tell me how important that sport is. And, you know, I'm probably going to vote against this just because I think that by indicating one sport, we're, you know, focusing on that sport, so to speak, or whatever. So I do understand it. I appreciate it. I know how important hockey is in the state of Minnesota. But I've had my other colleagues tell me, you know, we're important too as well. So I just want you to understand.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ward, I don't disagree with that at all. But they could be as important in any state.
Sure.
You know, baseball is a national pastime. There's some uniqueness about hockey to Minnesota, which I think is what sets it apart. But I totally understand, and I will hold no grudges.
and if we're successful with this motion, this will guarantee that this committee gets on the front page of the sports section. Very well. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Senator Wicker.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that R1, the House Section 1 provision on school conferences, I believe that was chief authored by Representative Mullery.
That's correct. Senator Wicker moves the House provision on R1. That's also Article 2, right? All in, or rather, discussion on the motion. If not, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Wicker.
Mr. Chair, I move the data sharing between MDE and higher ed, found at R2, House Section 2. You and I each authored that bill in our respective bodies.
Senator Wicker so moves. This is a pretty important provision that flows out of the P16 partnership and will allow both post-secondary and K-12 education to do some further analysis that can help of student behavior and outcomes that can allow us to better coordinate K-12 with post-secondary expectations. Is there any discussions on that motion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Wicker.
Mr. Chair, at R26 and R69, there's provisions addressing school safety drills. Chief authored by Senator John Marty, would move the provisions, Senate sections 12, 13, and 38.
Very well. Is there any discussion on that motion? We did have quite a bit of discussion among our House conferees, Representative Erdahl, and you did a masterful job of convincing a number of our conferees that, in fact, this is a good idea, and you have some history with this, I believe, as well.
Mr. Chairman, this is my bill in the House over a few years working on this issue, making sure that our students are having drills and that they are participating in these drills. And we discovered after the bill we passed a couple of years ago that there were areas in which the school districts where the students were not participating in the drills. And I think it's important that they know what to do in order to be safe.
Very well. And you've worked with Senator Marty on this during this course of this year on this. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Wicker.
Mr. Chair, at R46, House Section 12, I would so move the provision addressing temporary school closings offered by yourself in the House and Senator Cohen, who's worked on this issue as well.
And Senator Wicker, this language initially came from St. Paul School District, although As we continue to face demographic changes across the state with declining K-12 enrollments, I suspect that this issue will probably surface around the state and increasingly as school districts adjust to what to do with their existing school buildings. Senator Saltzman?
Yes. And Mr. Chair, I think on my sheet it says House Section 25,
not whole section 12, just so that we have it for the record correctly. Is that on our sheet, or maybe it's not?
Thank you for catching that. I missed that. Could staff check to make sure we've got the right, the right reference? House 25 should be the right reference? Okay, so we're all on the same page, both figuratively and literally as well. Thank you, Senator Saltzman. I missed that. Any further discussion? All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Winter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We each had a lot of discussions on online learning, reflecting those items where we reached consensus. R-47, Senate Section 14, R-48, House Section 28 on online learning parameters. The previous one addressed authorization notification requirements. And then finally, at R-51, Senate Section 18, for the Online Learning Advisory Council, and I would so move.
So Senator Wigger moves those three language provisions in one motion, all related to online learning. Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Wigger.
Mr. Chair, at R-55, the Senate Section 29, I believe that's the five-year contract extensions.
So Senator Wigger moves the Senate provision on 29 on page R-55 related to renewal of charter school contracts. The House had sort of the status quo, just back to the current 3 years. The Senate agreed with the department that once you're at renewal, an up to 5 year renewal seems appropriate since that relationship apparently seems to be a good one, since both parties are looking to renew it. Any further discussion on that motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senator Wood. Mr. Chair, at R5A6, that addresses ABE supplemental service grants. We had a variance on in our respective bodies on the amount, and we split the difference at 20. And I would so move that recommendation.
Very well. So Senator Wigger moves on page R5A6, House language with the change to, is it 20 or 120? I want to be sure we're staff and help. It is to 20. Members, a number of people have talked to me about this provision. It's my understanding that the House and the Senate heard these provisions obviously at different times, but that apparently the testimony of the department at that time was at the Senate, I believe, was a little more cautious about going to the 125. We subsequently had a hearing, I think a few weeks afterwards, and apparently at that point the department felt much more comfortable with the 125. I know that Senator Stump, Senator Wigger, was wanting to make sure that we proceed very carefully so that the numbers work in terms of being able to spread those appropriations across the state in a fair manner. As of a few days ago, I think the advocates for the 125 were still hoping that they can get some clarification with Senator Stump and the department about that figure. I think those discussions have happened, and apparently your indication is that Senator Stump is still convinced that we should hold it at 120 as opposed to 125. Is that your...
Mr. Chair, that would be the Senate position.
Okay, and I'm just trying to...
What's proposed it.
Right, and I'm just trying to make sure that folks are fully informed in terms of discussions that have gone on, because we did have two different sets of testimony, apparently, on that issue. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Stump, Senator Wigger, that then takes us through the first phase of today's work in terms of adopting language where there has been acceptance in both the House and the Senate. It would be our intention then, Senator, to recess and come back and take motions on the state technology issues. the academic achievement plan, the advisory task force on secondary and post-secondary academic career education, computer adaptive assessments report, the repealers related to special education. I think that's it for this next. Do you see anything else? We already did the ABE issue. So we're going to recess, allow the members to check into the house, and what would be a reasonable time, do you think, for us?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, the Senate also is convening now, but I maybe we could set
noon. Members, and now we do have an issue with the room at noon. Is that correct? Maybe our staff and our all right, so we're going to reconvene in room 112, I think, is that a more intimate room for us to meet in? Very good. All right, so members, with that, we'll take a recess to noon in room 112 at the Capitol.
So I got to take yourself out of here.